When people are trapped in a fence, they often do not need a quick answer. They need a faithful pathway. In topic 5, we name 4 important gifts: lament, release, boundaries, and freedom in Christ. First, lament. Lament is not unbelief. Lament is pain brought honestly to God. Psalm 62 says to pour out your heart before Him. That means God is not threatened by tears, confusion, anger, grief, or disappointment. A Peace Fire coach minister can help a wounded person pray honestly without cleaning up every sentence. Sometimes the first step toward Peace Fire is simply saying, "Lord, this hurt. I do not know what to do with it. Help me." Lament keeps pain in conversation with God. Second, release. Release means entrusting judgment to God. Romans 12 says not to take revenge, but to leave room for God's wrath. That does not mean evil does not matter. It means we are not the final judge. Release is not the same as reconciliation. Release is not the same as restored trust. Release is not the same as renewed access. Release means I refuse to let revenge rule my soul. Sometimes a person must pray release many times. That is not failure. That is formation. Third, boundaries. A boundary is not hatred. A firebreak is not bitterness. A wise limit can be an act of love, truth, and stewardship. If someone continues to manipulate, threaten, lie, exploit, or harm, a boundary may be necessary. The Peace Fire coach minister helps the person ask, what access is wise? What communication is appropriate? What support is needed? What policy applies? What must be reported? What should be referred? A firebreak can stop wildfire from spreading. Fourth, freedom in Christ. The trap of offense promises power, but it produces bondage. It keeps the wound alive as the center of the story. It makes the offender larger than God. It keeps the harmed person emotionally tied to the harm. Christ offers another way. Jesus does not ask us to call evil good. He does not ask us to pretend wounds do not matter. He does not ask us to reconcile without wisdom. He does not ask us to trust the untrustworthy. But Jesus does call us to bring our pain under His lordship. In Him, we can lament honestly. We can release vengeance. We can set boundaries. We can forgive without denial. We can pursue repair when it is wise. We can wait when it is not. We can seek help when the situation is beyond us. The Peace Fire path is not passive. It is deeply active. It is the work of bringing the whole self before Christ. A helpful closing question for this session: where is hurt trying to become an offended posture in me, and what would it look like to bring that place back to the Peace Fire of Christ? That question can become the beginning of freedom.